Today's guest on Show Talk with Angela Butler. I'm going to let you introduce yourself.
Hey, everybody. This is Ice Water, formerly the Nubian Mob. I'm from New York City. I came through the music field through Daddy-O from Sessasonic, the one that made Talking All That Jazz. Now, I started in Camp Menacing in Port Jervis, New York. A guy that used to run with Jazzy J, Red Alert, and the Zulu Nation. His name was DJ Holiday. He's the one that wrote my first rhyme. From that point on, I got the bug for it. From there, I did Park Jam in Southside, Queens. Southside, Queens is a place where 50 came up, the Lost Boys, various artists like that. Cool J, you name it, to name a few. We did a lot of street jams and stuff like that at that point in time. Let me see. Wu-Tang manager heard me rapping in the park and offered me the contract. And this at that time, I used to smoke cigarettes. So I had forgot I could sing. And I took the contract out of the car and just ripped it up and told him I'm not ready. But a year later, that's when I stopped smoking, and my voice came back. So when I was in the park then, I would try to rhyme, and I had too much wind. So the singing started coming out into the songs. So that was the start of me sing-song style. From there, I was influenced by a group called the Jazzy Five. I ran with Jazzy J and Red Alert. From that point on, like I said, I shot for a deal. Most of the labels were chasing me, from Tommy Boy to Atco to East West to you name it, a lot of them. A lot of them was trying to get me, but the only one that I signed with was Warner Brothers. Other ones we were fighting over, Warner Brothers Records. And the good thing, I always look back at that and say, you know what, that was a great team, because Frank Sinatra was on the label. Jody Watley was on the way. Sheik was on the radio. Madonna was on that label. Prince was on the label. It was a big label. So, it was a good situation. And the guy that actually they wrote the script behind was Vinny Medina. And he helped and then put on your boy, Will Smith. From there, they made the show called Fresh Prince in Bel-Air. But it's based on Vinny Medina. He came to New York to meet me. And everything else was a wrap. Everything went on. But I'll let you talk and I'll give you some more. All right?
Okay. All right. So, Ice Water.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I find it interesting because I used to listen to you, and I still do.
Thank you.
And I realized that a lot of people know you. A lot of the names today know you.
Yeah.
And you said they know me.
Right.
Okay. All right. So I'm dealing with somebody who's not only confident, but is telling the truth. So people like Jay-Z, they know you. Am I right?
Yes, matter of fact, I'll do you one better. Jay-Z had a song called What the Game Made Me. He sampled off my album, on his album, from the song called Things Is Smash. He sampled it. Now, there's a rapper out there now. He got a good underground following. I'm talking about record-wise, professional. His name Count Bakes D in the music field. And he got a song, if you can go to YouTube, that I forgot his name's song, but his song is playing. Then it turns into my song, Forward It Go. So a lot of people out there have been influenced. I'm Ray Kwan for Wu-Tang. He had a group called Ice Water Inc. And I am the original Ice Water.
You are the original Ice Water.
I'm the first from the
Nubian Mob. Okay.
Yes.
You know, that's confidence. I don't think it's conceited to say that they know me. I don't think
that's
conceited at all. That's confidence. That's knowing who you are. And I like hearing you say that.
Because if you don't have confidence in a chill, you might as well pack it up and go home and eat a bologna sandwich. Because you're not going nowhere. You know, I sit and I listen to today's so-called great artists. I'm not knocking it. But, you know, when you start at something and you hear somebody that's a copy of what you did, it doesn't deter you or make you scared or feel like it's overwhelming. Nah, I know I can mess with them. I know because I started it in my room as a little kid. It's not something that I heard somebody doing and said, I want to do it. No. I was a little boy in my room with a Pinocchio player listening to the music. And I would listen to it, to the record went to the last sound. And I was studying as a little kid, but I didn't know how to do this music stuff. I loved it, but I didn't know how to do it. And as time went on, I got in trouble. I got set up by the police, and I ended up doing 2 years. And that's where I have finally had the chance to stop running from myself. When I stopped running from myself, I started writing. Started practicing. So by the time I got out, I was a phenomenal a lyricist. And this is, like I said, this is before I was singing. I was just straight rapping. The singing came out, and it became something other than that. So, you know,
okay.
I respect everybody out there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So your time, I assume you went to jail, am I right?
Yes, I did.
When the police set you up. So as a black male living in 2016, a successful black man.
Right.
Living in 2016, police and what the media is showing. Because my opinion has always went on here in the South.
Right.
So what is your opinion now of what's happening of Black Lives Matter, the killing, the police not being punished for it?
I'll say this. This is what I feel, that we as individual people, we have to stop making excuses and marching and all that. That's not changing that. We have to internalize it yourself as an individual and get evolved. Like I said in the Far Way to Go, I'm talking about evolving. We're not evolving. We think the more money we got, the more the more money could. But are you going to do the right thing? Because there's a lot of successful people out there that's not doing what the masses think they should do. They have to realize you're in a situation that has been built off all kinds of BS, whether it's corruption, crime, all kinds of things. So you got to sit down and say to yourself, the best way to change things, you have to change it yourself, inside yourself, and build on that. But if you don't do that, I don't care how much you sit there and pick it in. Come on, people have been picking it since what, the 50s, 60s, 70s. It ain't changed. 80s, Eleanor Bumpus, and Boy Sharpton. It's not changing. So So are we gonna still go down that road? We're still acting like kids. We gotta scream out, "You hit me! You hit me! You hit me!" Shut the fuck up and just change your shit. Change your bullshit. And all the people that are changing, they're gonna unify. The universal power is gonna make them come together. But if we're going around the same circle, same game, we're sitting there harping open all the time. It's not changing nothing. Because guess what? The powers is going to be the powers. I was looking at something on YouTube. They was talking about slavery, how slavery was when slavery ended. Do you know that they was had the slaves? They had rules like if you spit on the ground, you go to jail. If you walk down the street and look at a person, go to jail. If you talk too loud, you go to jail. And my point is, these things is happening. And if you know this already, but you going out there and screaming it out, it's not going to help you. All it's going to do is get your voice shut down. That's all. And then what did you really accomplish? I mean, what they say, real gangsters move in silence. You're screaming it out, saying all that. It's not changing nothing.
Hold
your tongue. It's just like if you watch sports. Do you think one team tells the other team it's plays? No, they keep them to themselves. And when it's time to get on the field, they implicate the plays. And that's what people have to realize. You know, some people don't want nothing. They act like they want something. They want something off of you, but they don't want nothing off themselves. It don't take that much to get up. Like the old people say, get up and tie your boots up and get it moving. It don't take that hard. It's harder for you,
no,
for you to stay still. It's harder for you just to stay still and let things go. Things is messed up. It's hard. All right? Guess what? If you're taking that same energy, it's going to happen when you're going through trying to do something. It's hard to when you go through something. But at the end of the day, you're going to see accomplishment. And that's, as a people, we got to start doing that. So we call this side versus this side. It ain't working. It ain't worked yet. You know, everybody running around and saying, white man is, black man is. And the truth is, I'm going to keep it real, and I never say this, I won't say this nowhere. Do you know that both races envy each other? They do. You see, black people, black women, where do they go? They go get the weeds. Why? Because they want long hair with, like, who? Why? The white people.
Well, wait. Hold on, black woman. No. Let me say this about the weeds. When black women, Africans were in Africa, they had long braids down to their knees or their ankles.
Right.
It's the climate over here. It was not weeds for the Africans. It's the climate over here that keeps black women's hair from growing. But I'm going to say this. There are a lot of black women who people think are wearing weaves, and it's really their hair. Some black women wear weaves just to keep from burning out their own long hair.
Your girl, I cannot say nothing on that part. I have to shut up because you're a girl, and I cannot step into that lane. All I'm saying is us as people, as humans, as we should call them, we envy each other, all right, as something. Something we envy us or something. I don't know what it is. It could be contact. It could be this kind of job or whatever. We envy each other. So that means, yo, if you watch sports, the great teams, they work together. Until we learn a way to work together and stop pointing at that one and that one pointing at this one, we're not going nowhere. We're going to just keep a mess.
And I'm
not sitting there telling persons that, you know, kill Whitey or go over there and hang up some darkies. I'm not saying nothing like that. I'm just saying use your brain to make you
move
your brain.
I was reading something that they had on the internet. I don't know how true it is, but Kevin Hart, they said, made a comment about Sony, and all he said was about them using the N-word for some of the more famous people, such as Mr. Jay-Z and his wife, Beyonce, is that he'd worked too hard to let some ignorant racist upset mm-hmm. him and bring him down.
Right, you're right.
So he's still working. He's not letting it get to him because he says he worked too hard. Kevin Hart
right.
did. Also, Snoop Dogg, I was reading on this site, Project Cast, and I get
right.
it sent to my email, and they claimed that Snoop Dogg, they were tired of this. All that about
mm-hmm.
slavery, 12 years a slave.
Yeah. Right, right.
He said, what about the accomplishments and successes of black people today? And today, I believe it means 2016. What about all the things blacks have did?
You're right.
Why keep harping mm-hmm. over something that's 100 years ago or 200 years ago? And I have an
right.
answer for that, because people don't seem to know their history.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, such as myself, believe if people knew more about their heritage, knew who they were, what the civil rights struggle was over, why segregation was outlawed, you know, Nelson Mandela, while he lived, that I'm not against black people or white people loving each other. What I'm saying is if people knew who they are and where they come from, I believe there would be less killing, because people would understand themselves. I believe if you don't know your history, if you don't know who you are or where you come from, then how can you go forward? It's confusion when you don't know who you are to me.
I understand that. I'll say this. I was watching that new Roots last night, and it's something. This is the Roots. They just showed this in the old one. It showed black people selling out their own race that helped start slavery. We have to get to the point that you have some God-like people and you got some devil people.
Yes, that's true.
And
that's true.
So we
cannot
sit there and say all of us blacks could get together, because half of the motherfuckers could be devils.
That's
we have
true.
To realize that we got to, all the good people is going to attract each other. All the negative idiots, they're going to attract each other because they are alike. And we have to realize that we as a people, because I went to something called leadership training as a kid, and they talked about black stuff and all that. And I had a teacher in public school named Miss Jim Berry. She made us watch Roots and write on it as a kid. And, you know, one thing about it, as a kid, it gives you a twisted way of looking at life. Because I started, just like most people, all whiteies is bad. All whiteies is bad. And I'm forgetting that that can't be true. Because my best friend in junior high school, one of my best friends in junior high school, Michael Luberoff, it was a white guy.
Yes.
And as mm-hmm. time going on through my life, you know, a lot of white people attracted to me and helped me. And a lot of black people snaked me. They snaked me. So
yeah.
I start looking at it different now. You know, I got set up by a white cop. Yeah, I went to jail for 2 years. A white cop. Then you have to start using something called karma. I was doing dirt way before that, and they caught up that day. So I know karma's for real. But on the other side, it was some real messed up people that deterred and lied about me in the industry at one time. And I always sat and I always thought to myself, I said, you know what? They want me to stop and become deterred and not want to do this anymore so their lie will become truth. But, you know, the funny thing is that I got way better. I've been writing since the album came out. I've been writing every day. Practice every day. So it's not like,
it's a compliment to me,
right?
In my opinion, for people to sample your music, because when people copy you, I've always believed and been told, I've always been told, that's the highest compliment you can have, if someone copies you.
You're right. I don't taking, like, be angry, because I see that, dang, man, something that I was messing with in my room as a little kid became worldwide. You know? Mm-hmm. I mean, worldwide, you know how it could be overwhelming if I sit down and really think about it. That's like you working on a recipe in your house, and it's so good. Everybody in your town wants to adopt it. And then from there, it goes to another state and then all that stuff. You're like, wow. I got fans over in Germany. The video that I asked you to look at, I took that from Germany. That was in fucking Germany. I wasn't on over here. I got it from over there. All them years it was over there. I got fans in Italy. I got fans in France. I got fans in, I got ones that, Bruce Lee kind of, I'm just joking. I shouldn't say that. You know, I got Japanese people. You know, my one of my songs was in a movie in Japan. So I know the influence the impact that it put on people. Because when I look at my fan mail, one guy said, taught me three different styles and made me step up my game. Now I got three styles in one. And I'm like, wow, wow, you know. Another one said, you know, I've been looking for this your song so long, and one day I just typed in the name of the song that I thought, and it came up. The next one said, my brother used to play it on the radio all the time down in, I think, Alabama. He used to play it all the time. Then I ran into the remix. I ran into the remix, and he started playing it. And this girl said, man, I had the CD, and I played it so much, it broke. And I've been going out there trying to find it again. You know, so I've had a lot of different things from people out there that appreciate what I did. And I've done some more radio stuff, you know, and I'm not trying to jump in the wrong situation this time, you know. I enjoy practicing, I enjoy creating new stuff, but I'm not going to jump in something that from the gate I'm on the wrong team, you know.
Okay.
So,
all right.
I bide my time, you know, instead of running it, because trust me when I say, oh man, when I practice, I don't just practice the hip hop. Like, people be practicing hip hop. No. I listen to great singers. I listen to Luther, and I can't really sing like Luther, but I listen to Luther. I listen to the Michael. I listen to Teddy. I listen to these people because they were so good that there's no way if I study them, I can't get nothing good at it. And when I say I'm really good. And the best way I used to say for me to give respect to them is do what I learned from them the best that I can. You know, and that's what I do, you know. I say this. When I say I'm advanced, you know, a lot of people don't advance as far as artists. They get stuck in that same mind state, the same way they did before, and they become dated. You have to really, as an artist,
that is
this,
true.
Yeah, and for that all the people that are listening, you gotta do like a mad scientist. You gotta take yourself and break yourself down to the lowest atom and into nothingness, and then rebuild yourself. And that's the only way you're going to come out to be a new person. Because remember, every day you're a new person. The old you died yesterday, because you're not the same person today.
No, you're not.
Because you don't think
people
exactly
evolve. People
same.
Usually
right.
evolve.
So that means you're reborn every day, reborn again. Like Jesus said, I've been reborn. Every day you're being reborn. You know? Mm-hmm. So I said,
the person that a person understand what you're saying, because a person that someone was 5 years ago or 10 years ago is not necessarily the same person that they are today.
Yeah.
And also, people don't attract the same type of people all their lives.
No, you don't. Because
people evolve.
Yeah, if you don't, you dissolve. You don't want to do that. And,
yeah,
you know,
dissolve.
And my name, Ice Water, I'll break it down. Ice was for the rapping. The hard part was rapping. The water was for the singing. And together, Ice Water. That's what it really meant to people.
So that's how you came by your name, Ice Water. Okay.
No.
All right.
No, that's... Go ahead.
No, you go.
It was given to me in jail. This guy said, yo, because my name was Little Ice. Because I looked up to this guy that was older than me that I never met in the Bronx. His name was Master Ice. And I used to love the way he sounded. And when I went to jail, there was three of us. Each of us would practice together. One would make the beatbox line, and one would hit on the wall and all that, and put sound effects, and we all practice one at a time. And this guy said, nah, man, yo, man, you're getting too old, you Little Ice. What's it be, Ice Water? I said, all right.
Okay.
And the funny thing is, when I got it, I didn't realize that it was me. So sometimes it comes through other people. They're a vehicle for a piece in your life. And that's how that came. Now I'm going to tell you stuff, other stuff like Ilyasa is a Spaz. Ilyasa Shabazz is Malcolm X's daughter, Betty Shabazz's daughter. She's a really good person. When I was working on my album, for the Warner Brothers album, Nubian Mob, she was at the studio because she used to talk to my old manager, Kedar Massenburg. So she would be there all the time. And the little nephew that had the unfortunate situation that made the demise of Betty Shabazz, he was there too. So in that studio, a lot of, you know, different people would be there. Grandmaster Flash was coming over there.
Okay.
There was a lot of different stars that would come through, a lot of people. But I was focused on doing that album at that point in time. But Betty was a nice person. We took her home. She had a birthday party down at in Brooklyn at Spike Lee's place called Spike Lee's Joint. She had a birthday party there. And when it was finished, we brought her home. And she still lived in the same house in Yonkers that Malcolm X had in Yonkers. We hear them looking at history, and they always show you a black and white picture and the car pulling up to a house in Yonkers. She still lived in the house. That's where she raised some kids.
Okay.
So she was, like I said, she was a real nice person. And her daughter is really a nice person. I don't know the other one.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I met more than one. But I know Ilyasa, really know Ilyasa. The other one, Attila, I met her too, but I just knew her. But
Malcolm X was a great man. I believe he was ahead of his time.
Yeah,
and
you
I
know,
believe with a lot of things that Mr. Malcolm X said, I don't believe you should let somebody of any race or sex just beat you down without fighting back.
Right, you're right. I remember there was some movie, and I can say this to the listeners. He said in the movie one time, he was walking to go to a meeting or something, and this white lady came up to him. And at that time, there was a black movement. And she came up to him and said, how can we help you? And he said, you can't help me. And later on in his life, in the movie, he said he wished he didn't say that. And, you know, he wished he could have said, you could help me in a certain way, you know. But at that time, when you're younger, you just look at things one way.
Okay.
So for all the individual or listeners out there, don't be shallow-minded and think that you can make it in this world without it. went out of him. Meaning that there's some, it's like if you look at the old civil rights, you had them, what, some guy that went down to down south and Freedom Riders. They went all just black. Yeah,
that's right.
And if you go back and earlier than that, John Brown, he was a white person.
Yes.
So don't get it twisted that it's just one sided. If that is, if that's the case, you'll never win the championship. Never win it. It's not gonna happen. You can say, nah, I'm brainwashed, motherfucker. I stood on the front line. I'm not talking crap. If you listen to the Nubian Mob album, I was talking about judges. I was talking about dirty cops. I was talking about all the whole system, everything. It's not like I didn't do it. I put it out there. You know, I got expelled from school for a while because of that, but I did that. And I got that out there. So people, if you pick up the album, you'll learn something. And at the same time, you hear a talent. And at that same time, you get what you call art. Because another reason when I did that album, I got tired of hearing the rappers sound the same. They was doing the same style, same thing.
Yeah.
Everybody wanted to be the top guy at the moment. No. So,
yeah, you were unique. You started a style before a lot of people realized it was a style, like Mr. Malcolm X. You were way before your time, because I believe Far Away, the song
Far Away to Go?
Far Away to Go, I believe it was in 1990 or 1992 it was released. Am I correct?
Yeah, 92.
Yeah, 1992, yeah. Yes, I listened to that song. I grew up on it. So I have a question. Okay, this is 2016.
Right.
I heard you say the name Prince and Warner Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Prince is deceased.
Yes, he is.
He has a lot of stuff on TV and different things saying that he didn't have a will, this and that. What did you...
Okay.
Did you know Prince? Did you talk to Prince?
I didn't know... No, I didn't know Prince. Maybe didn't know Prince. Dubs didn't cry over this way. No, I didn't know Prince. How can I say it? When I had my album release party, you know, like most artists, they're in a club, little clubs and stuff like that, right? There's a building in New York that City has to give you permit to open up. It's called the New York State Building, and it's a state building. And I had my listening party in a state building, and all kinds of stars came in. Ice-T was there. What's your boy name? Tony was there. There was a lot of flock. That's why I said they know me, because I didn't get the minimal publicity. I used to you could be riding on the highway in New York City. And you know them big billboards?
Mm-hmm.
I had billboards in my picture. We'd be going to the Midtown Tunnel. I would see it. I was in Word Up, Right On, Rap Masters, Rap Sheet, Source Magazine, Amsterdam News. You could just go down the road. Just go down the lane. I had commercials on TV. I mean, it was just crazy. And when I felt that I was in a situation where these people were trying, like Malcolm X said, they were trying to bamboozle me, I said, you know what? I got to get out of here. It's like being in a bad marriage. In a bad marriage, there's only two things going to happen. Either you're going to kill a person, the person going to kill you. Excuse me, let me throw in the next bonus. Go to jail. So I opted to get the hell away from the people, because they were sitting there taking credit. Because when you see something, when you have a new product that's so new, you want to put your patent on it. You want to put your patent on it and say it's yours. And I said, I can't do this. I couldn't do it.
Okay.
They said to me, yes, stay here. It's all right. We get open. Just stay. And me as an individual, I'm not built like that. So I said, I got to get out of here. I get out of here. And at the same time, I was had a daughter. And I was adopted. So when I had my daughter, there was no way I was going to be an absent dad. I was going to be there. And I've been there with my daughter all the time. I've been to all the graduations. I've been to her birthdays. I've been everything I possibly can do. I've been there. And at the same time, keeping my craft going. I've done various radio shows and interviews and stuff like that. I did.
So
you
said that you wrote, that you have been writing for a long time. Has anybody have you wrote any music for any artists that wrote for other artists?
I'm gonna tell you this as a writer, and this is what KRS-One said. He said, "When you're a writer, your art is a part of your soul. So for me to give this to you, I gotta be 100% sure that you're gonna do it right. You know what I mean? Talent wise, I'm talking about do the right thing with it. So I've worked with a couple of people." I'm going to tell you who I'm working with. I put a group together called Three. The Three is three different groups from prominent groups. One was from the Jazzy Five that made the record, Can You Feel It? Can You Feel It? Object Sensation. Him. He was him. And this other guy was down with a group named Main Source. His name's Mikey D. We formed a group called Three. Got a nice catalog together with that. From there, I started working on my own stuff and doing a little stuff around the way. And as far as I was doing radio shows, doing a lot of radio shows. I did that B.B. King's. At B.B. King's, I got interviewed at B.B. King's. Matter of fact, it was me and Grand Puba from Brand Nubian. We got interviewed together. That night was crazy because, like I told you, people knew me. Stars knew me. That they were like, yo, man. And I'm not the one that...
They know you.
Right. They know me.
Okay. They
so
know you.
Yeah, I'm not a person that, haul for the cameras out there. Yeah, I'm always at the party. No. I went to another party, another function, me and Wycliffe was talking. Me and Wycliffe. And then I went to another one. It was the Lost Boys. And the Lost Boys lined with me in a park in Queens. It was Lost Boys, Mikey. It was a lot of different. Kwame was there, the one that Biggie made a song talking about. You play that like Kwame and them polka dots. That's that Kwame. A Wu-Tang, a RZA, a
Wu-Tang Clan. Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Me and him rhymed together. His people wanted to sign me. And like I said, if I could have had a way to sing snippets of these two little performances I did in the park with them, I would have already.
Okay.
So, like I said, having a lot of, what you call that, history, it's like a good baggage. It's good baggage. And I've done a couple of video shows. I've done quite a few radio shows. And I work at putting together the best quality stuff because when I come out, I'm always going to be judged for my first work. So when you hear what I'm doing, I'm not doing no, because I always listen to the greatest people. I learn from the greatest people. So you're going to hear nothing but greatness. You're not going to hear no da-dum, 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 da-dum. No, you're not going to hear that.
Okay.
You know?
What I'm looking at on YouTube here is it says formerly of the Nubian Mall. This reality show, VH1, for a way
right.
to go.
Right.
So
let me see.
Would you like to talk about that?
Yes, I can. My friends, I have a connection at that VH1. The guy that edited Black Ink and did, what's the other one? Another 48 Hours. The top chef. He's an editor and a camera person for them. So he asked me to put together a production reel, So, and he was trying to shop it for me. so that the networks could pick it up. You know, and if you look at that little clip, I'm at the radio show up in the city, then I went to another one, because there's two different clips you see on it. And in the clip, if you really look, I think, yeah, he said at the end of it, me and a guy from that played in Scarface is in there with me.
Oh,
one
okay.
Yeah, he's in that one. He's in. So, you know, I'm navigating in around my surroundings. You know,
okay.
I'm a great student. I listen very well to what's out there now, because when I'm listening to these songs now, a lot of them are sampling. I'm like, gosh, y'all sampling this, and maybe you play a bass line, but when I hear the bass line, I know the real record. I'm like, oh, you following this, so doing this. So I stay abreast on what's happening. At the same time, I'm a beast.
Okay.
Is it okay if I can say a verse or something down there?
Go ahead. I like to hear that. Because
okay.
I used to have this cassette. It was a cassette back then.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. I saw my dream far away. How to get it, can't say. Swaggered out the Sunday school days, meant to bully. Decrease went away with my dog school play. Saw the mission in the haze and the chick that want to stay. Betty Crocker, Betty's cake. Salt, sink. 1, 2, yeah, break. Hit the brakes. I did it 6. Stuck between them lunatics. Up top of cooler kids, sweet one, woo is. False play, I'm doing this. Which way would a twist turn out? With my chick flying and hot whip, going hard for the grip. Hoodie yards with a chip. Hit it, did it, did it. Take me to your leader, kite this one, reek me, reader. Slam this one, John Cena. Track this one, not defeated, Don. Put them in a meter, dollar cheese. I think they sweeter. Smoke a Cuban, then I keep her. Italiano, Braziliano, across the Varazano. Clap broads, they call me Hammer. Child Time Slammer, Cindy Deanna. Ghost Red Defender, NY Atlanta. Chipping out the banner, like Coco Cabana. Sing it back in Nana, bet she's a fan. I'm filtered like a dope shot, dope green, drooling. Wait up, the water steam, turn up, Notre Dame, burn fat, sizzling, earth. Second, niggas, please.
Okay. You still got it.
Yeah.
You still got it. Yes, you do.
You know, like
so,
some people. Yes.
So what can the people listening, your fans, people who are checking back in with you to see who are going to listen to this show, what can they expect for you within the next year or two?
Well,
any new CDs, films?
Yeah, you're going to hear an album.
Okay.
You're going to hear an album. You know.
All right.
I think I might call it Water Currents. Water Currents, something down that way. And I'm changing my name from Ice Water to Water because I'm getting a little more silky the way I do it. And I'm going to give you one that's a little smoother for you.
Okay.
Here you go.
Right,
she's
you
not
write,
a bus. I write everything.
You wrote everything.
Nubian
Mob. Did you write any of the music for
I wrote everything. Everything.
You wrote everything. Oh, okay.
Everything. I'm gonna tell you the story. I'm gonna let you know. The Nubian Mob is really me. I took the name Nubian Mob because I noticed that as we were talking yesterday, people get disgruntled at what you're doing. So I took a name that would entail everybody instead of just me. I could have made it just Ice Water because I was the one to get in the record contract. No, I put a name on it that would entail all people. So if you buy a CD, you're part of the Nubian Mob. If you buy one, you're part of the Nubian Mob. That's what that was. I remember saying that to the heads of Warner Brothers. They said, how are you going to be the Nubian Mob if it's only you? I said, everybody that buys something, the mob will grow. The mass will grow, and that's the Nubian Mob. They said, So that's what happened.
So, you know Spike Lee. So, you know, I knew Spike Lee. Oh, let me say this. He knew you.
Yes, he did. My name moves, put it like this. I'm in everybody's house like a cat burglar. You know why? Because I'm on the web, everywhere. You know, it's amazing. You know, you can go to Google and you can find pages of my stuff. They sell my CDs go for $98, $99 yes. plus.
Oh wow!
Yeah. They use it. They look at it like some classic.
So you're mm-hmm. still making money. So you're still making money at what you did like in 1992. So that's wonderful. That's a blessing. Yes, yes.
Well,
that's every artist's dream, you know, to be able to sell CDs for that price.
No, don't. But see, this is the kicker. Whoever put that out there, I didn't do that. Somebody else is selling it for, I'm talking about you like go to Gemini or something, Discog. You'll find they're selling my CDs. And they're selling
I have one question. And, if you don't want to answer, I understand. And,
no, I'm okay.
And you don't, please don't name any
names. No, I don't.
Name. What is your point of view about the Illuminati? Is there really such a thing as the Illuminati? Please don't give anybody's name.
No, I don't do that. That's like, you know, dry snitching. I don't do that. I'll say this.
Yeah.
You got all kinds of infiltrations out there making their power and keeping their power, whoever they are. You know, that's the best way you can look at it. Just put it like this. You look on the back of the dollar bill, what do you see?
A pyramid.
There you go. So that's your answer. I'm not answering. I didn't say it.
Okay.
They said it. You know? Just put it like this. Open your mind to what's around you, and you'll find whatever you have to find. You know?
Okay.
You know,
Over the last 5 years, I've heard so much about the Illuminati. I've heard everything there is here of your code.
Right.
And
I'm
not convinced there's really such a thing as the Illuminati, or at least not the Illuminati that people are saying. I basically consider somebody slander, but that's honest. I'm just being honest. But my opinion what the Illuminati is, a lot of rich people maybe who get together and talk. I don't know. I mean, some of the things people are saying is they shouldn't put on YouTube
right.
or anywhere. I mean,
mm-hmm. I'm gonna say this to
yes,
you.
Yes, sir.
Going in the music field and seeing how people move and shake, and this is from the inside. It's some funky stuff going down. That's all I can tell you. I can't tell you names. I don't know, but I can tell you, there's some funky stuff going down. You know, and ask yourself this. We as a people, are we educated? Can we spell? Can we add one and one?
Yeah.
Now you're telling me, with all the time we've worked all these years, and all the time we've had businesses and everything, and cars or whatever, as a people, we're still broke. You're telling me there's got to be some kind of bullshit around it. We're still broke. It's got
so
it. You know, it's still happening.
Are you talking about financially broke? Are you talking mentally broke?
Yeah, both ways. Because look at it like this. Out of all this so-called moving on up that we're doing, what did we really move? Some moved them.
Well, men like you did move up. In my opinion, men like you and women, you know, moved up. You know, not everybody did, though. And,
right.
I mean, you did something with your life. You can look back, and your children can look back, and your grandchildren can look back and say, this is what I did. This is my legacy.
Right.
I mean, you have a good legacy. So, to me, that says a lot right there.
Right. You know what? I commend you on that, because what you're saying is true. Because that's what it was all about, doing something that my kids could say, hold on a second. Kids would be proud.
Yes, and your grandkids and your great-grandkids. So you have a legacy. They'll know, well, wait a minute, this is my dad, or this is my granddad, and this is what
mm-hmm.
So you have a legacy. So to say, why are we still broke? I don't look at you as broke, because you have a strong legacy. So, but financially, there are black people, white people, Asians, Japanese, Hispanics, who have made it. But a great...
Say that again because the plane was going back. Over.
Okay, I'm just saying that everybody's not broke. I'm not rich or anything. But I'm just saying you have a legacy that your grandchildren, your children can look back and say, this is what my dad did. This is what my granddaddy did, and he made money off this, you know. And this is how he took care of me. And, you know, now that you're coming out with a new CD, I mean, that's great. I mean, your children say, this is my dad, and they can be proud.
You know what?
And as far as there being poor people or people who are broke, well, the Bible said there would always be poor people among you. So I'm not rich. There's discrimination. There's also ignorance because sometimes your own race of people can hold you back.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying? So like you said earlier in this interview,
hold on a second.
There's bad in every race.
Hold on a second. Go ahead.
And I just like to say, comment on something else you said. You know, like I just said, there's evil in every race. There's good in every race of people. Everybody's not bad.
Right.
Everybody's not evil. Everybody is not trying to destroy each other or stop other people from getting mad. But there's some of that in every single race on this earth, nationality, continent.
You're right.
Yeah.
Well, I'll say this, and you know what? Sometimes you have to catch yourself and understand that you're not the same person that you were when you were trying to strive to get a record deal.
No, you're not.
Sometimes you've got to catch yourself because you know, you've always been a grounded person. And you look at yourself as being a grounded person, but you have to realize things did change. You know, but I appreciate this talk we having. And
I do too. And it sounds like you're about ready to get off, so I'm gonna just end the show.
No, I'm not. No.
You're not ready. Okay.
No, I just walk from one room to the next.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Well. Like I said, I'm looking forward to I want to do a compilation with Future. I want to do a compilation with Drake.
Future and Drake.
I enjoy doing one. I would love to do it because I'm the beginning.
Yes, you are.
And
yes, you are.
It's just
very
like
good,
when
so.
You had what's that?
That's not being egotistical. That's true.
No, it's not. Yeah. So it's like what's that guy like Nas when he did the record with Kool G Rap. I thought that was great because Kool G Rap was from a different era. And when they got together on a record together, it was like the eras came together. Nobody sounded dated. Everybody sounded up to date. Is what I would love to do a record with Drake because I have certain things that I would like to bring to him that I know he's not doing, and maybe he has something I can learn from. You know?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you are the beginning of that style. That style of rap, that style of rhyme, that style. Yes, you very much so are. And you have not really got the prompt and the credit for from what you did. But yeah, you did. You really did.
But you know what? I'm going to tell you something. That movie, you ever see the movie, what was that movie? Cadillac Records.
Yes.
And Cadillac Records was about Muddy Waters and all of them back in the 50s. And
yes.
And in that movie, you remember when Muddy Waters was broke and he was picking up the bags of these kids that came over to record in the studio, and they found out who he was, and they started giving him props. Like, you're the reason why our group's name is the name it is.
Yes.
And I look at it the same way, that somebody's going to come and say, yo, wow.
But I'm saying it right now. You were the beginning of that style of rhyming, that style of lyrics. The man in the white suit, the black man in the white suit who looks great, you know. You were wearing a suit. You weren't in gold chains.
Let me tell you something.
That's style. That's class. That's talent. That's intellect.
I'm going to tell you something. That day was a funny day. My manager told me, yo, you're going to wear a suit. And I was like, I don't want to wear no suit. Because, you know, you outside. And I wore suits going to church all the time. I'm like, nah, I don't want to wear no suit. And he said, yeah, you wear a suit. Because your look is, your sound is different. You want to stand out. So they went to a tailor and got me custom-made new suits. He said, you wear the new suit, because new suit is a suit that you can do business all around the world. That's not just an American suit. That's, you can go to China, wear a new suit, and you fit in. So everywhere you go, you fit in. So I wore it. And, you know, when I was out there doing the video, I was kind of uncomfortable because I got a suit on and I'm in the grass or whatever. But I think it was a great marketing strategy. And it worked. It worked for me. Because my sound was totally different. Like you said, I wasn't wearing a gold chain. I wasn't wearing sneakers. I wasn't wearing that. You know, and it didn't work.
Yes, and that was classy. That was style. That was a touch of genius because seeing you in that white suit, you know, a black man in that white suit, you know, that looked great, you know, and it spoke volumes for your style.
Right.
That gave you a name.
Yes, you're right. Because if you see me, you're going to remember, oh, I remember the guy in the suit.
Yeah.
The guy in the suit. The sound was different.
Yeah.
You know, when Just Blaze, like I said, he
so
told me that.
So people can expect maybe the next year or this year another CD from you.
Yeah.
Long overdue.
But, I'm going to tell you like this, Ma. Right now, I got enough stuff written. I'm like Tupac. I wouldn't have to write ever again. That's how much stuff I got. My catalog right now, just off the written stuff, is so much stuff. I'm not going to even be able to use it all. I'm just put it in the archives and maybe my kids can do something with it. But the albums that's going to come out is quality. And it's definitely advancement. Because right now, you can't go back to the way I was speaking in 1992. I can't. Because you got to realize the kids' ears is dumbed out. Because they're fighting TV, radio, their friends, and all that. So I have to know how to infiltrate myself to the point that I can entertain them so they can come into my world. And the only way I can do it is give them the stories of what I went through. That's what my album's talking about. It's really my stories.
Yeah, you know? It's your story. It's your life. It's you.
Yeah. When I'm talking about Domino, I'm talking about I was a runaway in New York City. So I seen people that ran away, girls that ran away. In the story, I put the girl in my place in the story. And I'm talking about running the streets and all that, running into the wrong people and all that, and they're trying to, pimps were trying to, you know, and there was God pimps out there trying to get the young guys and put them out there. So I tell a story, and that story is a true story. So everything you hear, I'm not going to give you a facade. I'm going to give you stories that are real, and they have no holes in it because they're real. You know, when you hear a real story, A connects with B, B connects with C. You know, when you hear a lie, A ends up with D, and B ends up with E. And you're like, this don't make sense, because I live this life, and that's not how things go. So everything you're going to hear on this one I got a song. Let me see. Give me one. I'm gonna give you a song. This is I'm talking about, you know, hustling. Because all these people talk about hustling. Man, I'm gonna tell you, I used to sell DVDs and CDs. And that the best way about that being seller of CDs, I got to listen to up and coming music, stuff that's on the radio. I got the underground. I got everything that you need, so I know what's happening. I'm not stuck in like I'm not listening to Joe
Warp.
Tech.
Not
I'm not in Time Warp. I broke that down years ago. So this song is cool. Awesome, because I said the page. I'm going to say it, and then I'm going to give you the page. I was saying the page, and this guy that was selling CDs and DVDs underground, he said, yo, that's how it really is, man. Then I knew I was dead on point. I said,
Yes.
I said, I'm going to give you a little bit. I said, I'm living on the edge. It pushes buttons, no settlement, no reply, no discussion, no alibi. Spot busted, hustle barely live. Deep you breathe and deep you drop. No rest, separate situation. I got to keep caking. If early, well, I could have been baking. Just to live, it's got to be a false statement. Fuck the jailhouse statement. I don't know shit. I got to say, fuck this. I'm into this. I ain't going to go on. But the song is about me when I was selling CDs. Because to keep my career going, I had to do something. Because if I don't work a regular job, see, working a regular job takes away from you. As far as creativity, I wouldn't have been around the music to listen to it to write new stuff. So
yeah,
I would have
been one of those people who were blessed and gifted at a young age. You know, there's some people not making it until they're like almost 50
You're
years
right.
old, but
You're
you
right.
made it and had a CD out. Well, they called it an album back then, but the CDs now. You had an MP3s back then, but you made it at a young age. You left your mark at a young age, and that's a great thing because there are people, like I said, who are almost 50 years old, and they're trying to get the success that you had at, what, 20-something?
Yes. I'm going to tell you like this, Mom. As a kid in my room, I knew I could sing as a kid. Now, I didn't know how to rap, nothing like that, but I definitely knew I could hold a note as a kid. So it was only a matter of time or having the type of situation whereas I was pushing the right direction to do it. And God made sure that it fell in my way. All of a sudden, it kept falling in my way. The guy that told me how to rhyme, Mikey that ran with Cool J. Cool J knows me.
LL Cool J. Is that what you think of?
LL Cool J. Yes.
Yeah, he's on one of the crime movies, the detective shows.
Yeah, that's him, CSI.
Okay.
He's
CSI,
so cool.
Yeah.
Yep. So all these guys came from Queens. And one thing I would have to say, everybody wanted to be different. The ones that I ran with, we wanted to be different. We have a lot of copycats. But we wanted to be different because, you know, when you was in school, whether it was public school or junior high school, and you and your girls got together, you always said, yeah, I got this, such. And the other one said, well, I got this and this. And the other one said, nah, y'all ain't got nothing. I got this and that. So you always try to outdo each other, not trying to sound the same. And that's how it was when we was growing up. We always wanted to add on. We didn't want to be the same. We wanted to add on. So when we got together, it'd be a great marriage. That's the best way I can put it.
Okay.
And, you know, so I'll say this to all the fans out there. Don't believe it's an easy road. And I'll tell all the kids today, and I'll say, you have to be really seriously serious and dedicated if you're really going to make it in this field. Because I had to jump through hurdles, fire, attack dogs, swim lakes, alligators came at me, you know, birds tried to doodle on me, cars, I had to swerve cars, bullets were jumping over my heads. This is how it is. And I'm not saying it to scare any young listener out there. I'm telling you this because I want you to realize that this is something, it's like getting NBA, NFL. Just because you pick up a ball don't mean you're going to make it to the NFL. Same thing here. You have to be real with your own soul. Is this really what you're supposed to be doing, or is this what you want to do? See,
that's true.
I'll tell anybody out there, I was trying to run away from this as a kid. I knew I could do it. I was shy. I didn't want my doctor people to put me in church, because if they knew I was singing, they would put me in a choir. I didn't want to do that.
You didn't want them to know you were talented.
No, I didn't. And I say this, and I started smoking cigarettes and all that, so I could forget that I could sing.
Okay.
I wanted to forget, because you know, as a kid, when you're growing up, you want to fall into the gap with your friends. You don't want to be different. You want to be in the pocket with your friends. And I knew,
you want to be part of the crowd.
Right, right.
You want to fit in. Yeah.
Right, right. And I knew as a kid, if I'm singing and I'm a guy, that's kind of funny.
That's peer pressure.
Guys are looking at me like, yo, you gay or something? So I got into rap.
But young people aren't that different now than they are. They're still young people.
Right.
Who want to fit in, who want to belong, who want to be part of the crowd, who don't want to be oddballs. They don't even really want to stand out. But for you, you even though you say you jumped through fire, you still made it at a young age. And I understand what you're saying to the young people, because the young people are not that different in this day and age as they were 30 years ago.
It's all the same. A young person.
There's more technology, but the traps are still there. The traps to fail.
Same crap. You know, so I say
they're still there. It's just more pressure now than it's been before. And you know, for you to let them know something that you went through wasn't easy. That you should know.
I don't want them.
For you. Yeah.
You're right. I mean, I smiled through all the crap that I went through. I smiled. To this day, anybody know me, I crack jokes all day, every day, because to keep your soul up, you gotta keep yourself happy while you're doing what you're doing. Yes, you're going to go to the bull crap. Yes, you're going to have motherfuckers that stand there and say, yeah, I'm going to hook you up, and don't do crap. And then you're going to have the people out there envying you. Then you're going to have, because I've had some guy come up to me in the street, say, yo, Ice, yo, you know, I hated you. And I'm looking at him like, what are you talking about? He said, yo, I hated you, man. He said, because if you were so smooth and all that. So he was really giving me a compliment, but he said he hated me. So you're going to get people that are really fans and are real homies, are real people that really ride for you, and they're going to help you. And there's those people that's going to throw shit out of a flying car on you, buckets of it, and try to stop you. But don't stop. And I tell any kid, don't stop, man, because I want you to know I'm still that little kid that was in my room right now. I'm still that same little boy. And don't let that little boy go. Don't let that little girl go, because that's what makes the superstars, that little boy, that little girl. That's the ones that create. They the ones that create the new games. They're the ones that create the new material, the new clothing, fashions, and all that. That's them little boys and little girls. They don't never let that go. Don't let your people, I don't care, don't let your moms, because Russell Simmons said, the biggest killers of kids' dreams are their parents. So you have you got to hold on to your dream.
Because when I hold on to your dream, I understand all that. I hope anyone that's young, listen to this show, but all I'm saying is there are people who are my age and your age who are just now getting, doing what you had. You are already on BET.
Right, right.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Black Entertainment, television, you are already there, VH1, or whatever. You've already did that. So now it's just a repeat to you. And understand what you're saying. Don't let go, because I know you probably want to be bigger.
Yeah.
But like I said, it's a compliment when people copy you, a sample, your music.
Right. Right.
It's a compliment. It's not a put down. That's
right.
A great compliment.
Yes,
and to get paid off of him sampling your music is great too. That's wonderful. You know, I used to ask the question on my show, what would you, if you could sit down and talk to a young person today, somebody, let's say 15, 16, 17,
right.
What would you tell them? Well, you already told them.
Right.
Know what you're good
at. Yeah. And don't fool yourself. Just because you want to do it and you enjoy it. Just like me, I'll give you an example. And a lot of the brothers, cats, who can know. We used to play football in the streets, and I'm talking to all the boys out there and the girls. We played football out there, right? And we loved it. But I had to be real about myself and say, am I good enough to make it to the pros, or is this what I love? I loved being in the street playing football. I loved it. To this day, I loved it. But I wasn't that was what that made me different. What's in you is what's different. But you gotta, it's like a diamond, man. You gotta just keep chiseling it, and blow the dirt off, and you see it. I'm telling you, you could see it. I seen it as a little kid. I could see. I put it like this: I couldn't see where it was going or how it was gonna go. But I knew that there was something to me. I don't know. You hear what I'm saying to all your kids? I don't know, but I knew.
Yeah.
That if I keep doing it, if I get the right coaches, if I get the right information, if I listen, you got to be a listener. If you're a hard-headed motherfucker, you ain't going nowhere. Thinking no reason, because
okay.
Most hard-headed niggas don't go nowhere except jail, prison, or shootouts, a drug overdose.
That's
family
right.
Won't want you
that's,
no
that's
more.
True. Unfortunately, that's true. Unfortunately, that is true. Unfortunately,
right. I mean,
you know, but
and
kids, you know, got the same peer pressures that I had
right.
In high school,
yes.
Middle school, that you have. The drugs
mm-hmm.
are still there,
yeah.
The alcohol,
right.
Teenage pregnancy, prostitution,
right.
Gang banging, prostitution for
right.
The women, gang banging
yeah,
for the men. You know, are both for the women. You know, the
yeah.
Drugs, the alcohol,
right.
The peer pressure to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
To fail, things are still there. The setups
right.
Are still there, and it's not always
yeah.
By the police. It's,
nah,
it's just
not.
Peer pressure.
That yeah, it's so
peer
much
pressure.
Around you, especially like you said.
Everybody
now.
Wants to belong. Yeah. Everybody wants to fit in. Nobody
right.
Really
wants
to stand out when you're in the eighth grade.
Right.
But sometimes you end up being that leader, and
right.
Whether you've been told this before or not, you were that leader. You
and
were the first to come out with that style of rap, that style of rhyme, that style of lyrics. You'll always be known for being the black
right.
Man from the Nubian mob that is the Nubian mob.
Right.
That
right.
In the white suit.
Right.
I mean,
and I'm
you can't shake that.
Right. I want to say something to the kids. I want all the kids out there, I'm saying homies, the homegirls. Listen, realize this. You know, most leaders, they were what you call standoffers. They were the ones. They didn't fall into the gap. They were totally different. So don't feel funny style that you're different. Because I heard what's my name? Yeah, all these vendors. I'm talking about Edison all the way up. They would what's my son Nick Einstein. All of them was different. So don't feel like you're doing something wrong. God gave you something because you're great. And
yeah.
The greatness in you, all you got to do is hold on to it and keep working on it. You're going to get there. There's no doubt you can get there. And those out there that's fake, you're not fake. You're just going on. I don't know if you've seen that movie called Blow. What he said, you just picked the wrong dream, Georgie. It's not
okay.
You're fake. You're picking the wrong thing. Because everything God gives you, everything to do the right, go the right way for you. Everybody right. Well, everybody's road ain't the same.
Yeah.
One thing about the roads, you got to put in the dedication. That's it.
Yes, that is true. You got to put
every
in
road
dedication.
Is the
dedication. You got to be willing to work towards it.
Yep.
Work. I mean, to be the best.
You're right. And if you love it, it don't feel like work. Like this music stuff I do,
that's
it
right.
Don't feel like work. It don't. Because I be.
But I love
I
doing
be,
this
show.
Radio
yeah.
show. And this doesn't feel like work either because I'm enjoying talking to you.
Hey,
but I also
God.
Know I'm telling the truth.
You are. And I enjoy I'm having a good time. You know,
yeah.
So as far as the cats, yo, a lot of stuff that's on radio, like these people, like these rappers, I mean, I'll say these videos, all the stuff they have, they don't even own it. It's a pizzazz. And a lot of, I know some young kids will be arguing, nah, they own it, nah. Let me tell you something. When I was on Warner Brothers, and I'm telling you, this is a true story. When I ordered something, or I had a conference call up at Warner Brothers, you know who paid for it? I paid for it. You know when I had the flights, I paid for it. So that means
right.
everything you see, the artist got to pay it back. So they don't have
yeah,
what they have.
That's true. That's
and
true.
A lot of it
and
is.
That's why they should understand their contract, understanding
right.
what they're signing. Yeah.
And
understand
that's
because, you know, a lot
yeah.
of these kids, you know, not kids, but young people are
mm-hmm.
like, are not college graduates. They're like 17, 18 years
right.
old. And my advice would be take that contract to an attorney before you sign it. Because when somebody offers you, let's say, such amount of money, and you say, well, I'm in the project, just a lot of money, you know, I got to take that chance. Well, 10 years to now, you might be like, man, I shouldn't have signed that. I should
right,
have read
right.
that contract and had me an attorney. But
right.
young people don't understand all those words all the time. 16 years
right.
old, 17 wrong years old, 18 years old.
Don't understand.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. All that legal mumbo, jumbo. People don't always
it's
understand.
Double,
I have to go to the attorney.
Because
I don't understand all that stuff. That's in my 40s.
You're right. And I don't want any kid to believe that, you know, I don't know what's going down. I'm more G'd up than you think. You know,
because
I bust my guns that kill people in the street. Troy, I just got in trouble in the club. He busts his gun, but guess what? He blows his career now. Bobby Flurda blows his career now.
Yeah.
You gotta differentiate what you want. The streets or a career, and when you whatever kind of career, whether it's working at Ford's Fortune 500, if it's working for Mercedes, if it's working as a manager for Wendy's, you can't bring that street shit with you. That shit has no play. You know what I'm saying? Oh, and like I said, my cousin is doing 30 years, and Jay-Z. This stuff on his label. He had to got the money on, you know, on the ground, but he did it right. But he's doing 30 years now. So what's the point? Oh, that's right.
Wait,
the
what
one
now?
That's
what
get
what did you just say? Say that again,
please. I said my cousin is doing 30 years. He was serving them pies and all that stuff. And Jay-Z did a cameo on one of his songs. But guess what? He's in jail. His label is defunct, and guess what? What's the point? He started at he's right where he started at nowhere, and I'm telling you, all you kids out there, I understand you feel that you got the remedy to cure cancer, and I'm talking about you know what I'm talking about, fellas. You'll say it to yourself, what y'all call it, trap game. The fuck is a trap, motherfucker? Stop saying
okay.
You ain't trapped. This shit is trash.
Okay.
You're like rats.
Okay, so I'm going to play your song.
Okay.
We're going to try this again, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on. Yeah. Let's see. Sorry about that.
No problem.
I'm messing up. Okay. Apologize for the mix up here. Give me a second. Gonna play, finish playing your song. And I know you hear the background stuff here, and I apologize.
That's okay.
For that.
Well, I'm gonna give you a little clue. Everything that's is a mistake is not a mistake. It's meant to happen on purpose. So everything's on
that's
point.
That's right. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is Nubian Mob for a way to go. All right. Hold on. Okay, well, that's not it either. That's my mix up there. I apologize again. Okay, hello. So that's Nubian Mob, everyone, for a way to go. So Ice Water, you were telling the young people what not to do, the traps, the consequences of choices, even at a real young age. So I think that's wonderful. And, you know, I hope your cousin, who I believe you said was doing 30 years, I'll keep him in my prayers. It is a he, right?
Yes, it is. Hold on a second.
All right, so we're going to end this show, and I think it's great what you told the young people.
Hold on, before you go, I got to give them my email and all that.
Okay. All right.
All right, this is Ice Water. You can catch me at Nubian Mob, N-U-N, I'm going to say it slow, N-U-B-I-A-N-M-O-B at yahoo.com. Say it again, Nubianmob at yahoo.com. Holla at your boy, and then, you know, we can get together and chop it up, all right? And
okay.
Angela, you've been an angel, and we're going to probably on the regular. I'm going to call you on the regular, and,
okay.
You know, we'll take care of situations, all right?
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to say, people, this show has been pre-recorded, but you can listen to it again today at 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Central Standard Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I'll have his email included in the write-up, the blog. You know, most of you who listen to Show Talk with Angela Butler know most of my promotion is completely through social media up until last week. I finally got on a brick-and-mortar radio station. It's been almost 7 years, but I'm in Eufaula, Alabama. So, you know, that's great. And it's not that far from where I live at. So,
let me say this to you, Ma, before we leave. We have to connect more because, I have some names I want to give you. I could talk to you off the air because you're on the show right now. Call me later, and I'll tell you some more stuff, all right?
Okay, all right. Thank you very much. And people, I meant what I was saying. This man started it all. He did. He didn't get the prop. He didn't get the credit that he deserved, but he still has that legacy. So go to YouTube.
Tell him like this. If you play a Drake song, a Future song next to Far Away They Go, and you see where it came from. Not no ifs, buts, maybes about it, neither.
That's
you
right,
play
and he's not lying. That's the truth.
You put it right next to that, them songs. You be like, oh. And matter of fact, you put Fatty Weapon in too. You know? If I was a kung fu teacher, I'd be a sensei. So get your mind right, all right? I'll holler at you later, all right, Ma?
Okay, thank you.
You have a good day. All right,
thank you. Thank you very much, I swear. Thank you. All right, everyone, like I was saying, you've been listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. The guest has been Icewater. He has a song that was made back in 1992 called Far Away. I believe that's the name. If somebody correct me if I'm wrong. Far Away to Go. I used to have this cassette, and this is the beginning of that type of lyrics and the rhyming, the black man in the white suit. You know, that's where a lot of that came from. That style, that class.
Thank you.
He was giving some great pointers about how not to fall in those traps, the choices and decisions.
Right.
He's telling you to think. Use your own mind. Think before you do these things. Because most people know in this day and age what's legal and what's not legal.
Mm-hmm.
So he's just trying to advise and help. And like I said, his email will be included in the mini press release and the blog.
Right. Oh, this is what I want to ask you, Beth. This is what I want to ask you. Can you link that to my Facebook page so I can share it with all the stars?
Yes, sir. I will.
I can help.
I'm glad to do that.
I can help you.
I will gladly do
that. I'll definitely help with that.
Yeah, it may be a couple hours, but I will be doing it. And once again, you can listen to this show at 6 p.m. on Show Talk with Angela Butler. And I have finally got on a radio station that's not internet, so I'm real proud of that. So, all right,
beautiful.
I'm going to end the show with
and I'm going to help you out with some more people. You know that, right?
Oh, okay.
I'm going to bring Mr. Freeze from the Jazzy Five. He can talk about the Bambada situation and all that because that was his people. I'm going to plug him in. You know, Mikey D. that ran from Main Source. Main Source was on Soul Train. And he's the one that influenced Cool J. And he can tell you a lot, too. All right?
All right.
And I'm
going
to bring
you
the Lost Boy, too. So talk to me later, and we'll take it from there, all right?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. You have a nice day. All right.
So we're going to conclude the show with Far Away to Go. It'll be a mob.
Right.
And I guess it has been Icewater.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. That's Nubia Mar, Far Away to Go. I'd just like to say this is my last comment. Take Miss Whitney Houston, for example. The way she passed away was tragic. But you can, and the people are still going to talk about her. There are bad things about her, even though she is in her grave. But there's one thing that you cannot take away from Miss Whitney Houston, that voice and that acting. Miss Houston is one of the greatest female vocalists, singer, artists that there's ever been in the last 20-some years. And that's not just opinion. That's fact. No one can say Miss Whitney Houston did not turn the bodyguard out with that song, I Will Always Love You. The same thing with Michael Jackson. The way he died was tragic. But you cannot say that the man Michael Jackson was not talented, intelligent, and just about a genius. I mean, you can't take those things away by telling the bad part about the same thing with Prince.
This is how you teach
a genius. Sorry, everyone. Thank you for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler.
No problem.